hand it to you. He's on the, Mr. Jones is a county council representative on the Conservation District Board. So he spends a few hours with him.
That's exactly right.
He's been a big help to us.
I'm making it half the time anyway.
I said a few.
It seems like they haul me off somewhere else, but on Bill and Debbie, on behalf of the county council, it's always a pleasure. And I know the amount of work you guys do is just fantastic.
Today.
I appreciate everything you do. Thank you.
You're good.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
You guess we'll give it to her.
Oh, give it to her, yeah, that's right.
That's what I do all my money.
Yeah, sorry. Goes to the boss. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Baker?
Yes, the only other item I have is the weekly report, and the item we have is about the Columbus Day holiday. Sussex County offices will be closed on Monday, October 9th, to allow employees to observe the Columbus Day holiday. The County Milton, Greenwood, and South Coastal libraries will also be closed on Monday. County offices will reopen on Tuesday, October 10th at 8:30, and there will be a regularly scheduled evening council meeting beginning at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Al Godwin, Administrative Assistant, wastewater agreements, starts off with.
Mr. President.
Good morning, go ahead, proceed.
Hello. Mr. President, members of council, we have three wastewater agreements for your consideration this morning. The first is Sussex County Contract 8104, Forest Landing Phase 1 Offsite Agreement Number 343. The developer in this project is Forest Landing Development LLC of Laurel, Maryland. The location is intersection of County Road 368 and County Road 84 in the sewer district of Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. An off-site construction to serve Forest Landing Development. There are no connection service charges, and we already have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. The projected time of construction is 20 days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs will be $42,525, with a proposed construction cost of $283,500. This is supported by a motion as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 343, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Forest Landing LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second by Mr. Phillips to approve Forest Landing Agreement Number 343 as read by Mr. Godwin. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Sirs, the second proposal is Sussex County Project Number 8104, Refuge Plaza East Agreement Number 654. Developer here is ARC Associates Partnership from Selbyville, Delaware. The location is Route 54, 3 miles west of Fenwick Island, in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. The type of development is 15 commercial buildings with a proposed connection charge of $64,095. We already have approvals from our own Sussex County Engineering Department as well as DENREC. We should expect 10 construction days, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost of $6,095, with a proposed construction cost of $40,636, with the following supporting motion. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 654, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Refuge Plaza East for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Fenwick Island Sewer District.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips for Refuge Plaza East Agreement Number 654 is read by Mr. Godwin. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Godwin.
Gentlemen, the third proposal that we have is for Sussex County Project Beaver Dam Regional Sewer Improvements, Agreement Number 668. This is for off-site work. The developers involved are Dove Barrington LLC, Estate of Fairway Village LLC, and Millville Town Center LLC. The location is the Substation Road and Beaver Dam Road. Sanitary Sewer District will be Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Type of improvements are Regional Pumping Station Number 293, a Forest Main, and Gravity Sewer. We have approvals from our engineering department and DENREC. We're expecting 365 construction days with a proposed construction cost of $10,625,544. This project will be supported by the following motion. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Agreement Number 668, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Dove Barrington LLC, Estates of Fairway Village LLC, and Millville Town Center for a regional pump station, Force Main, and Gravity to service Substation Road and the Beaver Dam planning area located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second by Mr. Phillips to approve Beaver Dam Regional Sewer Improvements for Agreement Number 668. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Goblin, the Land Use Plan Consultant
yes.
Contract.
Mr. President, members of council, as you know, for the last couple of weeks or so, staff has been working closely with Urban Research and Development Corporation of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to forge a contract for your approval. We believe we have forged such an agreement. I have copied you with the highlights of the agreement. The details, I believe, as of yesterday, have been finalized but need to be reviewed by some folks in a leadership position here before we have the final draft ready for your review. But we would like to offer the following motion for your approval to be considered today. Be it moved that Sussex County Council authorize an agreement with Urban Research and Development Corporation for a fee not to exceed $225,000 for updates to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, including zoning and subdivision ordinance revisions, subject to the final approval by the Assistant County Attorney, County Administrator, and County Finance Director.
And when you say not to exceed, they'll turn in hours in
yes.
essence, and if they only
yes,
come
sir.
Up with half the hours, then
yes,
they'll,
sir.
Okay.
That was one thing that we made very emphatic to our representative, Mr. Driscoll, that we wanted this contract to be a not to exceed agreement. And he has enclosed, which I believe you should have in the attachment I gave you, a hourly schedule for those charges.
We don't want Robin to see what the secretary is getting paid.
Did.
Does $40 an hour seem reasonable for a secretary?
Well, Robin had already picked that up, and she was putting in a request.
I'm sure that secretary at the bottom line doesn't get $40.
It's called gross versus net.
She said that the commute to Bethlehem, PA might be a bit tiresome.
Motion.
Yes, I read you the motion.
You already read the motion.
Yeah, I can read it again. Go on.
Is Robin willing to take a cut?
Dylan?
He's getting froggy now that he's getting out of here. Right.
Right.
Gentlemen, I guess, Dave, we have allowed money in our budget.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
Can you read the motion, please? The
engineering department, everybody, these numbers are... Make sense? I mean,
yes.
They're just updating.
The overhead factor is
Understand.
In line with what we've done with the other engineering firms.
The motion's been read by Mr.
Right,
Goblin.
But my only concern is, before you rush into this, is just that Mr. Dukes has already said there's not going to be many changes. I mean, why are we spending so much money if there's not going to be many changes?
He would say it's the price of doing business.
Just going to take the old book off the shelf and put a new cover on it?
Well, the state has a very long list of requirements that they require us to review and update. And there may be some portions of the review that don't require any change, but they still require a review and update.
Correct.
However, I do think that there'll be, that you'll see considerable work for yourselves once this is done, as far as ordinance can to be considered.
Well, again, if there is not that much work to be done, we'll only be responsible for the portion that they put in.
Correct. We're all going to be billed for what they do, and that was a very important wording change that our finance director emphasized with our consultant to make sure that we don't just have a flat price. We're going to write a check. They're going to bill us for the time they spend, because we do suspect there may be some opportunities to gain synergy in this as they go through the process.
This is kind of worst case scenario.
Exactly.
Billable not to exceed.
Exactly.
Do you want
to? I'll be happy to read this motion again. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize an agreement with Urban Research and Development Corporation for a fee not to exceed $225,000 for updates to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, including zoning and subdivision ordinance revisions, subject to final approval by the Assistant County Attorney, County Administrator, and County Finance Director.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by
second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion for the Urban Research and Development Corporation contract not to exceed $225,000, as read by Mr. Godwin and explained. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the recommendation of staff and administration, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also, Mr. President.
My vote is yes.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you for coming out today.
Mr. Kautz also put together a schedule for your information on the plan itself, and I think he has copies to, if you'd like to see it, that kind of to try to fit the October 2007 timeline. Yeah, thanks.
Got to pick up the pace.
You're right. That's why.
Requirements of the law.
It's the secretary.
Okay.
Obviously subject to change, but it's the way that things are
right. It's a starting point anyway, huh?
That's correct.
Is there any possibility, Rich, to, I think I mentioned to Dave the other day, I'd like to see where maybe the county and the state sit down early on in a workshop situation, just to kind of, so we can get all on the same page possibly.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's an assumption of this process that
we'll do
work
that
with the state agencies as the entire effort.
Well, I know that, but I'm
progresses.
Just the county, the elected officials maybe, and the development group from, Dover. I didn't know if a workshop could be fit in.
I think that's one of the specific goals for the January timeframe. If you look at
I didn't look at it real close. I didn't know
workshops.
The
intent, as I understand what we've decided on the process, is to include a workshop in the January timeframe after the consultants had an opportunity to get his feet in the ground, some research, come up with some ideas, and talk about that at these public meetings. That obviously the elected officials would be involved.
Right, because I'm sure the state has some concerns about where we're weak. Our current land use plan is a little weak, and we ought to hear them.
And we need some time
record,
before those meetings in January
to
that out and get a better understanding of that.
If you already said it and I missed that, I apologize, but 2C says the kickoff meeting with PC.
Well, the Planning Commission, the formal process is the commission makes the recommendation to you, so they're kind of the lead agency
messenger
through that first.
And so this month, the Planning and Zoning Commission will have a kickoff meeting on one of their normal Thursday nights.
A workshop meeting. One of their workshop meetings, I believe, is the date. We haven't determined that date yet because we didn't know when the contract would be signed. And
so that's going to kick things off. You'll have the consultant come in. He'll kind of give an overview
of what the process is.
They may offer strong suggestions. I mean, it's an open forum at
right.
that point.
It's public informal.
Can attend,
it'll be a public meeting, but not a
correct.
Public hearing.
Okay. That needs to be well publicized.
Well, we can probably actually, as you get formalized, we
when
can
we know
publicize the
date,
entire thing. That's correct. Okay, any other questions, Mr. Scouts? If not, as you put this further in context,
Anything else?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Okay, now we'll move on to.
This